Yo.
Yo.
This is episode 35 of the Illogical Sense Podcast. I'm sitting here with Miss Ivana.
What up, guys?
And my boy, JC Nuttass.
It's cracking, yo.
And how the fuck both y'all doing on this beautiful Monday in the San Jose, Cali?
Fine and dandy.
Fine and dandy, huh?
Sipping this Henny. Feeling real good.
Sipping back on that Henny, huh? How about you, JC?
Vegas.
Oh, well, yeah.
Vegas.
Yeah, he's
probably the only person I know that's happy about this.
I'm just whatever about it. JC's been warning everyone about this shit, so I'm not really that surprised. It's just sad to see it go down, but it is what it is. I guess we're going to go right back into it.
I guess we might as well just start off with his biggest news at the moment. For the past 6 months, I have known this organization was going to end up in Las Vegas. And I kept quiet for the first 3 months. After I left, I was able to talk about it because I was no longer under their employment, which means I could say whatever I wanted to in terms of what was already coming out to the public. And I told people, I said, this is pretty much done. And once Jerry Jones, Dallas Cowboys owner, and Kraft, the Patriots owner, once they jumped on board, I was telling people this is a done deal because both of them control influence over 9 to 10 owners apiece.
Mm-hmm.
And for these kind of votes, you need a 3/4 majority vote, and which means that you only need 24 owners to vote. So at that point, with their influence, now you really only need 1 to 3 more votes total to just get it done. And not only did they get 24 votes, this was pretty much damn near a shutout. It was 31-1.
Wow.
Dolphins were
basically
only
what you're trying to say is that people shouldn't be surprised.
Right. And they had their own ideologies about why they were going to stay. And I kept telling people, you know, this is, I'm not saying this, I'm not trying to be cool. Like, I don't need likes on social media to relay this message to you. I'm telling you because this was what was told to us as staff members. Obviously, I didn't go into full detail because there's still some stuff that needed to get worked out. But we were told as staff, like, this is a very plausible possibility. This is more than likely going to go down. So we were aware. So
but that doesn't take away from like the hurt that Oakland Raider fans have because of this. Because once they're gone, Oakland is really left with the A's, as we discussed. You know, the Warriors are moving to San Francisco. And now it's like, dude, you have this hardcore fan base like no other, one out of one type of fan base. What are they going to do on Sundays now?
So I definitely feel for the fans of Oakland. As far as I'm concerned, the Raiders are Oakland's team. It's just, even when going back in history and looking at them when they were the Los Angeles Raiders, you still had a view of this was Oakland's team. So definitely I feel for them in that aspect. What I will say is, I got off of social media again, because I was browsing around just kind of seeing, you know, the outcome. I did get off once it was clear that there were people who were so pissed off that they went and attacked Mark Davis. To those people, I'll say, Libby Schaff is your real enemy. And here's why Libby Schaff is your
Libby Schaff is the mayor of Oakland, by the way.
Right. Libby Schaff pretty much sat on her ass this whole situation. See, my first 2 years with the organization was in 2013-2014. The team won 7 games total.
I remember that.
So, but even back then, Mark was still trying to get a stadium.
Okay.
And stay in Oakland. And they pretty much put him off to the back burner. 2015 came around, and we had a very progressive season where we won 7 games that year total. So it was clear that the organization was on the up and up, which then led to the opportunity for Los Angeles. So, of course, Mark put his bid in to try to get to Los Angeles because it was going to be, there's going to be a stadium there. Libby Schaff and the politicians out here pretty much gave Mark the impression, okay, you know, go ahead and go through with Los Angeles. And obviously we're hoping that you lose out on that vote because then you have to come back here and we can try to get something going on with a deal for the stadium. Of course, as we know it, the Rams got priority and then the Chargers had first option, which a few months ago they acted on to then go to Los Angeles. What a lot of people don't know is that when Mark got back and it's time to start talking stadium, they didn't talk stadium. What they did was they gave him a 3-year plan about how they were going to raise the rent for the stadium that we were already paying him.
Mm-hmm.
And what they told him without so many words was, well, you don't have the kind of leverage to do this anyways. So, you know, we're just going to do it this way. So Mark was like, cool, we'll sign this for this year. The hell with you guys. I'm going to go find another option.
And then they
Don't be mad at Mark. Who should we be mad at?
The mayor.
The mayor. Okay.
Libby Schaaf. That's who you need to voice your anger at. Send those emails to. If you want to burn stuff, don't be burning Raiders jerseys. Go burn
something that screams
Oakland. And go through. Like, I saw a guy who was getting ready to burn a Charles Woodson jersey. And I'm like,
it's too late now, man. They already made up their mind that Mark Davis is the villain to them. You can say all the shit that you want, but at the end of the day, they're going to go to him.
Who's worse, him or Jed York?
Jed York.
I should have known the answer.
Yeah, don't ask me.
Yeah.
That.
So that's
I just want to know, what are fans going to do now? I'm asking my people on Twitter. I don't think they'll be able to respond in time. but like, what do you do on Sundays now? Do you watch them on TV? Do you take flight to Vegas?
They're still going to be here for the next 2 years.
Yeah, oh, for 2 years. Okay. I thought this was going
to
happen.
They have to build the stadium.
Yeah, they're not leaving.
Okay.
They're still playing for 2018, and they might even actually stay one more year for that for 2019.
Because they got to build that stadium and everything. They haven't even found, like, area to build it and shit. It's going
to
take a while.
They have the area to build it.
Oh, okay.
Everything's already set. They were just waiting on this vote to go through. I guarantee now they're already getting help wanted signs for the construction to start.
But still, what do you do? I want to know that. Like, what do you think?
You still watch
it. You just watch it, and then you're just...
One thing I love about Raider Nation is that over the course of history of the entire NFL, there's four organizations where if the NFL died today, there's four organizations you can take out of the NFL and you can build around them and you will have a great product. That is the Raiders.
Packers.
The Packers. The Cowboys.
Okay, pause. The Raiders.
The Cowboys and the Steelers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are four organizations that
you can take out. Because they got that hardcore fan base.
They really do.
So with that, and in saying that, yes, Oakland fans, and even fans who are not from Oakland, who are used to the Oakland Raiders, they're going to be upset. No doubt.
For sure.
Good thing is, though, is that you'll find Raiders paraphernalia all the way out in the UK.
You will.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see it everywhere. You will. So that's one thing I'm not even really concerned about. Plus, I mean, it's Las Vegas. Everybody wins in that situation. Mm. Now you can go out, and usually it would be, okay, we're going to leave early Sunday morning. Now it's like, okay, cool. We gonna
stay in that extra day.
It's like, cool. We're going to get drunk on Friday, recover on Saturday, and then go tailgate and have fun at the football game on Sunday, and then we leave it.
Players are going to get fucked up out there, man. Something's going to happen over there.
But, I wouldn't necessarily say that, because we're of all the locations and stuff where our facility would be at, it ain't going to be on the strip. And you got to remember, too, like, to say that is, you're not giving players the benefit of the doubt. Like, they can't be in areas and not know how to act.
I mean, talking about the other players,
these are professional players. Now, for the visiting team, sure. I mean, this is going to be tough because you're going to want to go out, and I would assume that the teams who are closer in the vicinity are probably only be coming for one day, and they probably ain't even going to have the plane land till about 9 o'clock at night, and the players got curfew at 11. So I definitely would say that's probably going to take place, try to get the upper hand.
At the same time, when the Super Bowl goes out there, man.
Yeah, the number one thing, though, is the Raiders finally get a new stadium. That's what I've been hoping for. There was an argument I also saw, which was a fan from Oakland, telling another Raiders fan who's not from Oakland, this doesn't mean much to you because you're not from Oakland. Which I understand.
I get it.
I get that. I understand. And his main argument was, well, it doesn't matter because you don't pay for the home games anyways. So, this is where it affects you. I understand that. But at the same time, that fan's likely not one to travel to any games outside of the state. And I'll tell you, having been blessed to be put an opportunity to travel with the team and work in these different stadiums, it says a lot when you go to these top-of-the-line facilities and then you're on the plane ride back and you are flying over OCO and you're just like, damn. This shit looks horrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, the Cleveland Browns have a state-of-the-art facility.
Yeah.
And the Raiders are still the only team in the NFL today that's sharing with a baseball team. So, again, I'm excited that they they're getting a stadium. That's what I wanted above all.
Well, I'll say this. I can really care less if they move. It sucks for the Raiders, but all I know is WrestleMania is going to be out there. So, hell yeah!
I already got my plans set. I was making fun of my boy, who was my roommate on the road. He would always try to get me to go into the casinos when we were on the road. Mm-hmm. So I was messing up. I was like, so you're going to find a place across the street from a casino? Mm-hmm. And then he texts me and he goes, Hell yeah, across the street? He said, I'm about to rent a room inside the casino.
Well, have fun. Be safe.
Well, be safe, though.
Well, so this past weekend, we ended up all three being at the Big Sean concert.
Mm-hmm. Well, first off, you know, before we get into that.
What are we getting into before that?
Well, shout out to the hundreds.
That.
Yes. That. Shout out to Mel's. That. For riding his nice. Oh, yeah. Round of applause.
Two belts.
Fucking my boy Mel's, writer for the hundreds. And he writes at other spots. But he wrote a really good article about the rising black podcast is out there, and in his little list that he listens to, he had the Illogical Sense. So shout out to Mel's, Two Belts.
I'm black now.
Yeah, you hella black. Yeah, you hella black now.
I expect to get pulled over on the way out of here.
For real, you know.
Yeah, you.
I don't want those problems.
You sent the link in the group chat, and first when you sent the link, I was like, oh, cool. You know, it's a nice write-up.
Yeah, I won't see. Yeah.
Like, this is a nice write-up. Like, let's check this out. And then right before I clicked the link, you sent the screenshot.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I was like, yeah.
Like, we're on a list. Like, that's dope.
Hell yeah, it's dope. So dope. Like I tell all y'all, you never know who's listening to us,
who's
man.
Who's watching,
who's listening, who's seeing us grind, so...
No, definitely. It's and to everybody who tunes in every week.
All around the world, Craig.
Yeah,
around the world.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you.
Whether it's one listen or
a few listens.
Know, we're now averaging a little over 100 a week.
100?
So, you know,
trying to take it to the next level.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Some people look at that and be like, well, you guys are 35 episodes in. You should think bigger. I look at it as...
Baby steps.
Still humbled.
I look at it as... That's 100 motherfuckers that continuously listen to us and support us with whatever we do. So, thank you to you guys, and we're going to keep pushing, and we, like Ivana said, we're going to take it to the next level.
Hell yeah!
And just after reading that article, it's just like, now we got to just even go harder, you know? It's like, it's mm-hmm. a motivation.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Definitely.
I was like, wow.
Hell yeah.
Hundreds is a respected publication blogcast, and our blog page, and...
Blogcast. He said blogcast.
Hey, everything's a
blogcast. And like, a little excerpt from the article... there's a sentiment about the do-it-yourself aesthetic of creating a podcast that feels very black, where opportunities may not have been afforded to us, we've created our own.
Mm-hmm.
And that speaks to me so much because I've been trying to be on a radio station. I'm not going to say where, who, you just got to do it yourself.
Exactly.
People won't give you the opportunity, mm-hmm. you just got to do it yourself.
Mm-hmm. That's where podcasts has come in, you know?
Shout out to us.
Same.
A round of applause for us, though.
Hey, there.
Hell yeah. Cheers. Hell yeah. Yeah, I'm drinking Henny again.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
I forced it on him.
Wow, sounds like...
No, I'm just kidding.
Ivana and I got dirty orange juice.
Dirty.
Hey, y'all wanted the shit.
Dirty.
Hell yeah. This man over here won't give me a full cup of Hennessy. Like, okay. I ain't asked about for no juice.
I didn't hear it, so... Hey, I didn't hear it, so that's your problem. Anyway.
Hell no.
Hell yeah. But yeah, like Ivana stated earlier, we went to the Big Sean concert on, what, Friday? It was a Thursday
it was
or Friday?
Thursday.
Yeah, last Thursday. And yeah, it was cracking. Like Ivana wanted to show up late. Why did you show up late?
I usually do show up late.
Why?
Obviously, because I got a pregame, I got to get ready. It's like a whole process.
So if the show starts at 8 o'clock, you'll start getting ready at 8 o'clock.
I always think, like, when will the main artist show up? And then I kind of just go around that time. And obviously, I didn't schedule it too right. Because I was out with my girl, Nelly. Shout out to Nelly.
What up, Nelly?
What up?
And we just drank a little too much. We had some bomb-ass nachos. And I had to order another bomb-ass nacho to go. We ended up not being able to find parking.
Of course.
Parking is so ridiculous.
Well, I should have took
and the I should have already known that. We end up finding parking. We literally walk all the way to the front of the venue. Ivana doesn't have her phone.
What? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How did you
had to walk
how did you forget your phone?
Exactly.
drunk
exactly.
ass.
Exactly. Like, I should have you drink this Henny. Grab my phone, walk all the way back, and then we got to get some more drinks.
And the show already began.
And I'm hearing halfway out the balcony.
That was the second song you did.
I'm like, no, no. Nelly's like, no. And we go in there hoping that he hadn't performed Voices in My Head. And, stick to the plan. Like, praying, wishing, hoping. And then that's our favorite song. Yeah, like,
He started off
the first song he did.
That was
hella funny. Because when we caught up with y'all, you were like, did he just stick to the plan? And we were just like, yeah, it was the first song you did. And your girl's like, fucking what the fuck? She was hella mad. I would have been mad at you.
I was mad too. Like, damn, if it wasn't for my phone, we might have been able to.
Y'all missed I Am Sue.
Susie 6 Feet came out of nowhere.
Yeah.
She started performing. And I'm cool with Rossi out of HBK.
Mm-hmm.
And I texted him and I was like, yo, this nigga just popped up out of nowhere. I'm like, did you know about this? And he goes, what the hell? He goes, he didn't even tell me about that.
He didn't even know about it. He didn't even know. It was
probably like last minute.
So. Yeah, I was messing with him. I was like, man, even you got the Area 51 code.
Hey, we saw Mike Rich was there too.
I had asked you because I was like trying to keep tabs on how the show was going, who was opening up. And I remember you telling me I'm Sue. Well, you know, I know I am Sue. So I'm like, oh, okay, I've seen him perform like plenty of times. So I wasn't tripping. Uh-huh. And then somebody else, you said somebody else I'd never even heard of. So
I am Tokyo.
Tripping.
The fucking
Made in Tokyo.
Made in Tokyo?
And I think I've actually seen him before. That's why I wasn't tripping. That's the Uber everywhere guy, right?
Bumpy.
Yeah. I think I've seen him open for Tory Lanez.
Yeah,
something.
Probably.
So I've seen him already. So I wasn't tripping. That's all. All right, you know, we'll get there. Missed my favorite song.
Well, that's what you get. But that's what you get. But during the show, this is the thing that really grew. Like, me and JC, we were just there. We got there. What time did we get in San Francisco? Like 5, 6?
After our P90X workout.
Oh my god. So
what type of workout is that?
Oh my god.
We walked the damn incline from bar to get up to the side.
Yeah, first we were walking up, and I was trying to be cool because I was listening to my music, but I was like, damn, nigga, why you fuck get this shit? So then we go past this restaurant that was right by us, and it was like, oh, okay, let's see, because we're gonna get something to eat. We looked at that damn menu. I saw a chicken pot pie for $30.
Yep.
$30. I get Murray calendars for fucking $2.99. Like, what the
Somebody's
fuck?
Somebody's mama mate had.
No, that's a bougie ass restaurant. That was a bougie ass restaurant. That's some place you take some bougie female on a date,
like me.
Probably. You'll eat a
pie for $30, please.
Yeah.
And you'll take a fucking
She's
you will.
Dressed to do it. Too.
Yeah, you feel me?
You don't know Ivana's in like a low key.
It's a maxi dress
outfit.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm feeling myself today. I'm just letting y'all know right now.
I can tell.
So we walked up to the door, man. We was like, "Yo, my man, like, where can we get some food for cheap?"
You asked, dude, at the restaurant.
Hell yeah.
And he was like, "He's like, oh man,
there ain't shit over here, bro. Yeah, you gotta walk straight down there.
But if you walk 3 blocks back down and go to Center Street,
mm-hmm.
there's a whole bunch of food you get for cheap."
Through like, mm-hmm. got it.
We walked past right, right back that. Down the incline,
and then
went to a local diner and
got,
ate.
Called
an Uber.
Damn right. Uber pulled,
dog. Ain't walking up that shit again.
Yeah, that's what I told him. So then that's when the show was over. I was all like, wouldn't it be some shit if we just caught up with Ivana or some shit? And then all of a sudden, I was like, oh, there she is right there. And I was like, shit. And then we got sushi after. But leading up to the damn show, when we were at the show, the I Am Tokyo dude was there, but... Before the show happened, the day before, at 3, it was, what was that, 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 a.m. in the morning, I was on Instagram, and something just popped up. It was the Roman numeral 4, and it was posted by Kendrick Lamar. And I was like, huh. And it was just like, everyone started losing their mind. They didn't know what this meant. Was it like the title of his album? Was it something? But it was like a teaser. It was like... Huh, so throughout the whole day, everyone's speculating what's this going to be. Is this like a single? Is this a song? You know?
You know, I'm super annoyed at this point because everybody talking about what is More Life? What, like,
okay,
not
let
even
me,
try
let
to
me,
listen
let me...
to fucking More Life. Continue. I just had to say that real
Damn,
quick because I was
got
pissed.
Hell of mad. Why y'all pissed. Talking about Kendrick now? It's More Life! OVO! OVO! Fuck!
Continue. I'm going to let you keep going.
Oh, we're going to get into it. Right. So, oh, shit.
Back to Kendrick.
Yeah, King Kendrick. Call him King Kendrick.
King Kunta.
King, no, King Kendrick.
Kunta.
Whatever.
I'm just calling him
King Toby.
That's disrespectful.
Anyway, so
you know, throughout the whole day, everyone's thinking like there was memes that were coming out, like Kendrick dressing up as Omar walking down the aisle, then the Toy Story one.
Oh, Mario! Yeah, that shit hurt me.
That hurt.
That shit hurt me.
Shit out of here. Four.
More life. Out the door.
Shit out of here.
What?
Four.
Still listening to More Life.
You're like, no. Put your headphones on.
Right. Exactly.
This bitch has got love for me. With tears coming down your eyes. So anyway, concert's going on. What was it? Tokyo.
Made in Tokyo.
Made in Tokyo. Made in, okay, so then I get a text message from Lo from DJ Booth. Excellent writer from DJ Booth. You also check him out.
Shout out to
really, really good writer. Me and him are cool. So he sends me that link. So then all of a sudden, like 5 minutes later, I get a text message that said, Kendrick just dropped The Heart Part 4. And I was like, so me and Jay, I showed it to JC. JC looked at it. And then we're like, we gotta go listen to it.
Where did you guys go?
What happened was, he shows me and I go, alright, well, let's go listen. So we start walking out. He walks out like a madman talking about, oh my gosh, I need headphones. Where are my headphones?
Because I put his headphones in his...
check my bag in downstairs. Like and I put my beats. Stuff in there.
Yeah, because right. I wasn't expecting it.
Had to get the bag.
No. We didn't.
No headphones. Oh. I was like, we're not going to listen to your phone because I got... You got what? The 6?
6S, you
got
the 7. So we go... I text him.
Yeah.
So I was texting him. I was like, link, send me the link now. I'm at a Big Sean concert. Now. Now. But now. And he's like, so he sends me the link. Yeah.
Serious.
So we go and sit down in the lobby. We're trying to get the link. Mike Rich comes up to us.
Of all people. Legend.
He looks at us like, the fuck y'all doing?
He really looked at us like, that motherfucker's came to a concert to listen to music on your phone?
On your phone. We're like, shut up, nigga.
Like, all right. Like, so crackhead. Then I'll first listen.
And then I get another text message from Lo saying, Big Sean's getting these bars. So I was like,
what?
Big Sean's getting these bars. So then we're listening to it.
But we can't really hear it.
But we only hear little parts that we heard.
And y'all thought it was fire.
No, I mean, you're listening. It wasn't so much that. It was how he was rapping and the cadence and his delivery.
Mm-hmm.
You knew what he was spitting. So you're like,
right. You were fucking with it.
Like
yeah.
When he said, I big pun your punk ass, you scared little bitch. And I was like, tiptoeing around my name, nigga, you lame when I get at you, homie. Don't just tell me you was playing. I was just playing K-Dad. Come on, you know, nigga. Well, shut the fuck up.
Right?
You sound just like the last nigga I know. You know, and then the last little part he said that we heard was, y'all got till April the 7th to get your shit together, which is in 2 weeks. So then I was like, oh, he about to drop his album in 2 weeks? I don't know if it's going to be a record or his album. We don't know, but he said y'all got to the 7th to get y'all shit together, all the rappers. So I'm like, he didn't even give Drake a whole week to enjoy that album of the year
Still
feeling.
Still enjoying it.
Well, you can.
Yeah.
So me and JC go out into the crowd, in the middle of the crowd, and I'll never forget this shit. So we're in the crowd and we're looking because Big Sean, we're waiting for Big Sean to come out. That's when I text you, you need to bring your ass show because he might respond to Kendrick. Because he literally dropped it right before when Mr. Tokyo was going to go.
Mr. Tokyo, Japan, China.
Right. He was about to go out, went off the stage. So we're thinking he has to know this by now. So we're telling everybody like around us, like, yo, Kendrick just dropped a new song and he's dissing Big Sean.
You guys are telling people around
him? We're reporting it like it's news. And we're putting the Illogical Sense name and the brand on top of what we're saying.
And everyone was like, what? What do you mean? So literally.
Did you guys have fucking flyers printed out at this point?
We should. Did.
No, but this is seriously what happened, Yvonne. I'll shit you not. Motherfuckers around us literally took out their phones and went on Apple Music and put their phones to their ears. And motherfucker was going on Genius, looking at the lyrics. It was literally all around us, and it started spreading. Yep. And I was like, is this really happening?
So you guys are responsible for that.
At least we're putting the word out in the concert. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm hearing...
We will take full
responsibility. Yeah,
full responsibility. Too sweet, that shit. Hell yeah.
Oh, yeah.
and like, literally, I'm hearing people say, Kendrick just dropped a new song. And like, it literally just spread.
Wow.
Yeah.
For the culture.
It was kind of crazy. It was trippy seeing that shit. I'm like, fuck, man. So The concert went on, and you know, JC was just focused. He's like, "Say something, nigga. Say something, nigga." I was messing with people.
I was like, "I'm in my mind. I'm like, this nigga,
that show." Yeah, he was like, "Say something, nigga. Say something," and he didn't say nothing. Halfway through, he looks at me. He ain't gonna say nothing. But the song itself, man, Kendrick. Like when we went to the BART station, I finally got my headphones.
I mean, fuck the Big Sean concert. Just everything is about Kendrick.
Well, yeah, because he overshadowed. We weren't thinking about that.
You just not gonna mention the concert, huh?
Oh yeah, well, okay. The concert was dope. I danced with a whole bunch of white people.
Kendrick.
I danced with a whole bunch of white
Big Sean put on a great show.
Yeah,
he put on a great show from top to bottom.
Do you even remember the show?
It was cool. Well, I mean,
he put on a good show. The what was it? The effects.
The little Donda.
Yeah, shit. The Donda effects of him both older and younger. And
oh, that was him. That was him old, being older.
I thought it was his dad. I thought that was his dad.
No, that was it. Remember, it was a concept album. So it was him.
Right. I'm surprised he just doesn't lose his breath.
A lot of rappers don't lose their breath.
He just goes like his voice. How like clear it is and how fast he raps, and you know, I've seen people live so many times, and some they don't sound how they usually, you know, sound on a record, and just being able to hear him, and he's just so crisp, like every word, like every rap that he, you know, he spits is just like so loud, crisp, doesn't lose his breath. Is like I have to stop midway trying to like rap his shit.
Yeah, because
like,
you gotta hold.
Like I have to like catch a breath.
That goes to show that you're dealing with somebody that takes his craft seriously.
Exactly, mm-hmm. And he has so much love for the Bay.
Like, he really did. Shout out E40, Too Short. He shot everybody out. Yeah.
He was just like he did his thing in this building.
He did his thing. I can't even hate on that. He did his thing. He shut it down. You know.
But when we got out of the concert and got done eating with you and Nelly, and we got back
to the car. We wanted to listen to it in the car, but y'all were being bougie and stingy.
Playing another.
Was that playing Nicki Minaj?
Yes. Yeah. And you were pissing all three of us off by doing that. No, can we? Oh, one other side note. Remember, I'll never forget this by the time I die. Yeah. We're talking about the OJ show, the FX show, and you're like, I hate Cuba Gooding Jr. And then you were saying, and then you were saying shit like, yeah, like he was in that one movie with Beyonce. He was in that one movie with Beyonce. I was like, oh, Fine Temptations?
I was drinking, no, Jesus Christ.
No.
What did I say?
You're like, oh, no, that's Fine Temptations. You know, Carmen. And we all just looked at you. We all waited, and then JC just went, that was Mekhi Phifer.
No, was it? And I go, he was also in there with Mos Def.
Oh, but no. And I was like, just shut up, Ivana. Shut up.
Cuba Gooding. No, yeah. Anyway. I don't like his character. Him acting.
You don't like OJ. Of course you wouldn't like OJ. He killed him.
No, and he's
like, you don't like Jerry Maguire? You don't like Boys in the Hood?
I like Boys in the Hood, but I don't like him in Boys in the Hood.
He's the main dude.
I don't like him.
I guess, man.
Like him. Just,
oh, we got a problem here?
I don't know.
We got a problem here? Anyway, we tried to listen to it in the car, but your ass was being bougie and played Nicki Minaj.
I didn't listen to that song until today, honestly.
I kept telling you.
I did it for the podcast. Honestly, if Nicki Minaj would have put out a song yesterday, then I wouldn't even have listened to Kendrick.
You call him, man, this is the reason why we call you biased. But, because we wanted to hear it for the culture, but you weren't for the culture that night.
I heard it was good.
Yeah, now. Before you walked in the house, now it's great. Name me a line.
Yeah, I'm not going to go back and listen. I'll probably listen to it a couple times.
You sound like Rick James. Yeah, I didn't listen to it. You got to see what's whack. Yeah, I remember listening to that shit. But anyway, yeah, so me and JC went to BART, put our headphones on, listened to it at the same time. And that boy Kendrick rapped, he rapped his fucking ass off throughout the whole shit. First, it started off really slow, and it sounded like a damn EP because the beat broke
like
down.
It sounded like a whole other song in one song.
It just broke down, and then the shit he was saying, just spitting his ass off, he was pretty much making a statement. Like, when he said, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I am the greatest rapper alive, I was like, oh shit. He literally gave himself the crown. And like I said, he was dissing Big Sean. So a lot of people think he's talking to Big Sean because for the last two freestyles Big Sean has been dropping, he's been sending little sub shots at him. We're trying to, you know, tell you about that. But this is what he said on Me, Myself, and Irene, the freestyle. He said, this is what Sean said.
y'all bragging about so-and-so, like, oh, he really it? The new nigga in rap? Well, he can really, he can really spit? Oh, or did he just hide behind his skits like half of these rappers do, and then y'all fucking go and praise him, and he's and his bitch, like, they're the savior of this shit? That came out when...
We should have a clip ready.
Huh?
Just to, like, listen, you know, have a clip.
Yeah, but I'd rather just read it to you.
Just letting you know. Okay.
Yeah, because, you know, reading is fundamental.
It is fundamental.
Exactly.
That we broke and can't afford to clear the sample.
You feel me?
We may end up on a blog and get 100 listens a week,
how do we post the songs, our song of the week?
Yeah, but we talk over it just to make sure the copyright people don't get us.
Really?
Yeah. So, okay. And then after that, they did the, then after that, he did, because he was talking about Kendrick, that's when Good Kid, M.A.A.D City came out, and there was a whole bunch of skits on there. Have you listened to Good Kid, M.A.A.D City?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there was a whole lot of skits on there.
That's my album. I like the album. Mm-hmm. Anyways, continue.
So then after that, Kendrick didn't say nothing, then No More Interviews came out, which was like, what, back in October-ish or whatever? And he said, I'm just not impressed by you niggas rapping fast who sound like one big asthma attack, but trash when I'm rapping it back. Who you put in your top five and claim they're the savior of rap? He said it again. So he was like Kendrick's him saying, you're tiptoeing around his name, so that's why he said that shit. And then they kept talking to Big Sean on Breakfast Club and other interviews, like, oh, I wasn't talking about Kendrick, you know? And, you know, Charlamagne was being all instigating, saying that...
You keep saying that Big Sean was tiptoeing around his name, but Kendrick still responded and didn't respond him by name. So that's why we're over here confused. Like, is he talking about Drake? Is he talking about Big Sean?
Well, this is the reason.
So
he was probably talking about both of them.
Like, how you were trying to speak for Remy... Was Remy subliminal?
Hell no.
She said her name?
Oh, Remy was... She said straight up... When she was talking, it was, I guess you could say, it was a clear sub shot, but she said, I wasn't talking about you. So Nicki felt a type of way and sent that little sub shot to Remy.
What I'm saying is that you always talk about don't be subliminal.
Yes, I do.
And then the person that... You know, Kendrick's being subliminal still. And that's why we gotta have the burden of trying to figure out who is he talking about when he could have just been, like, straight up.
Fuck, like, Big Sean. Like, fuck Drake. Fuck,
like,
everybody.
Nas was. Like, not, like, straight up.
Well, you know what happened? Jay-Z was an ex-drug dealer.
Oh, that's what happened?
Yep.
Yep.
So, like I was saying, this is why I feel...
Still subliminal.
He was being subliminal. If you can say he's being subliminal, but so was he. And so was Drake. So they had to be... So Drake was being... Drake, for the past few years, the whole shit between him and Drake, they've been subliminal with each other for, like, what? The last few years now? I mean, you know, that's how Jay-Z and Nas started. They were being subliminal with each other until Jay-Z called out Nas' name.
Oh, yeah, it was Jay-Z that called out.
Yeah. So, Kendrick just drew the line in the sand, and I feel he was clearly sending a clear shot at Drake. Right after that interview with fucking DJ Smintix, when he said that he wasn't trying to be in rap no more and shit like that, and he was trying to compare himself to Jay-Z. So, should I read the line, Jay-Z?
Proceed.
So, this is what he said to fucking Drake. He said, tables turned, lesson learned, my best look. You jumped sides on me, now you about to meet Westbrook. Go celebrate with your team and let victory vouch you. You know the next game played, I might slap the shit out of you. Now, explain that line, JC.
Well. Well.
Don't. I know, whole ass nigga Kevin Durant. I know.
Well. He took it out, man. See, I don't even want to, like, just go in and just say, you know, how should I start this?
I'm going to go to the Jay-Z Hall of Fame line next.
Okay, well, pretty much what he's basically saying at that point is, for lack of better terms, like Kevin Durant, he's a whole-ass nigga. And if you're not a whole-ass nigga, you have whole-ass nigga tendencies. You make moves like a whole ass nigga.
Mm-hmm.
Because pretty much that's basically the only way you can take.
And plus,
line.
Drake always compared himself to KD on
right.
More Life.
So it's like, you know what? That's fine. Go run off with your little friends. Let me play Westbrook, and the next time I see you, I'm just gonna put my hand right across your fucking face. They might toss me out, do some anything, you know, things like that. But you know, at the end of the day, I'm me.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I do.
Now, this is how I feel he was talking about Drake. Now, this is the line he said, Jay-Z Hall of Fame, sit your punk ass down. So that means you ain't bigger than rapping. So that means no more playing the back scenes.
What
My
else?
Spot is certified if you ask me. My name is identified as that king. I let y'all worry about a list. I'm on some other shit. A difference between accomplishments and astonishments. Now, you all can take this all you want. People were saying, like you were saying, he was talking about Big Sean because of his album was Hall of Fame and
that's
shit like that.
Quadruple entendre.
Now, pretty much, what Kendrick is pretty much saying is that, number one, you are not Jay-Z. Number two, Jay-Z got inducted into the Hall of Fame for being a songwriter. Drake is being accused of being a ghostwriter.
Or having
I thought we
cared that. Well, yeah, but it's the accusations are still out there.
It's the chink in the armor.
It's the chink.
Okay. Spoke on.
You know? And he was pretty much saying, so since you want to be popping shit like that, you want to do on some whole other shit, you're not king of this rap shit. So why don't you go over, you can't, he's pretty much on that Regina King shit, like, ooh, Regina King, Regina George, you can't sit with us no more.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much what he just told Drake. And he said, when you speak on me as that king. He pretty much told Drake to kiss the ring. That's pretty much what he said. And on April the 7th, I'm going
to. And he didn't have to yell out, cash money.
Yeah.
We the best.
What I'm really like laughing about this in my head is that you guys are both literally looking at me because I like Drake and I feel like yes. You guys are like, well, want to have me.
Well, we're trying to make you understand.
The thing is that I already understand. You don't have to explain anything to me. This debate, we have
here.
A debate coming up, right? Who's better, Drake or Kendrick?
Well,
right?
Who is better, Ivana?
Kendrick is a bet if we're talking about rapping. Kendrick is a better rapper. He's a lyricist. That's what he does. Have you ever heard of the term or the phrase or whatever? Jack of all trades, king of none. That's Drake. He's a jack of all trades. He could sing. He could rap. He has a diverse like setup. Like he has all this kind of music. He does it all. Versus Kendrick, he sticks to one thing. He sticks to what he knows. He's been able to.
Rap
and make it like what is it when you get really good at something?
He's the king of it. He mastered it.
He's like
master of all trades.
The art of rap, and that's why he is able to say those things. And I don't feel like anybody should feel any type of way about it. And I don't feel like people should be like, oh well, Drake is better. I don't think Drake is better rapping. I think Drake is a good all-around artist, and I think that he does it all.
So you feel Drake is better?
I didn't say Drake is better. I just told you. The first thing that came out of my mouth was Kendrick is a better rapper.
I feel like there's not many people know about Kendrick's contributions when it comes to music. They just focus on the lyricism.
Mm-hmm.
That they don't know that he's actually with the producers from the time the tracks are usually made,
mm-hmm.
and he's going through, you know, divulging, okay, this is what I'm looking for, this is what I need the feel to be like.
Mm-hmm.
He has complete control over his art. So I think too many people just simply focus on the lyricism and not the fact that he is a true artist.
Mm-hmm.
Where he, from beginning to end,
he's a musician.
He's in, you know, with the producers, and they have some connects that are connected with TDE. He's also sometimes in there with the engineers saying, I want it this way. Or
right.
I want it that way.
No, that's
and
good.
Usually rappers, they go in.
They rap.
They
and
rap.
They leave.
And then they leave. And they're like,
right.
Okay, you take
I
care of it.
Numbers.
You know what
no,
I'm saying?
I get
like,
it.
You deal with it.
But I always think that this discussion is always who's better. And no one wants to specify who, like, better and what. Like, rapping?
There's
if you're the
be
king
criteria.
Of rap, then, okay.
But
I
when I asked that
saying,
question,
it's
very it was
general.
Just
it's very, like, it's
yeah, I know, but it was just a general question. I wasn't speaking about rapping or artistry, like who is just plainly better. Like when JC asked me, when people ask me who's better, Michael Jackson or Prince, I'll strictly say Michael. He'll say Prince.
Yep.
We don't have to go into it. We just say who we generally feel is better. So when I asked you that, that's later.
We don't go into it because you know I want you to have some respect for yourself.
See,
that's an easy ass whooping right there. It's purple.
That's
rain.
Later.
It's
that,
purple
that's
rain.
Next month. We talk about that later. But when I asked, but like I said, when I asked that on Twitter, because I did like a poll, who's better, Kendrick Lamar or Drake? 71% said Kendrick Lamar.
Because they figure that you're saying in rap.
Well,
he is a rapper.
Honestly, I'm just gonna be upfront. I've said this on
he
Twitter.
Said so many times that Drake is a pop star, and
no,
now he doesn't.
I'm not talking
about
the pop star.
And. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Who would I listen to? I'd listen to Drake more than I listen to Kendrick. So in that sense, does it mean that I like Drake more than Kendrick? Probably so. Do I think that Drake is better rapper than Kendrick? No. So what are you trying to get out of me?
I just want to know who you think is better. That's all I ask. Just who's better. Well, nothing else.
Your question.
You just tiptoeing around the subject.
Like, I like how Drake sounds. Like, it's sonically pleasing. Like, I like it. Makes me feel good. When I listen to Kendrick,
you have to listen.
I'm like, you got to listen. You definitely got to listen. But he's just very aggressive most of the time.
He's not that aggressive.
Sometimes he can be, but he's doing hardcore shit.
Yeah.
He's doing hardcore shit.
I remember the first time I heard Blackberry, I couldn't be around white folks for a good 2 hours.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just...
Well, bitch don't kill my vibe.
It's like, I don't know.
No, but she didn't say all the time. She
said he could be aggressive. Yeah.
But, like, I mean, that's you and I. We are hip-hop fans to the core.
Yeah.
So right. When we hear aggressive stuff, it's like, yeah, all right.
Stimulated.
Yeah. But I'm going to say this now. I've said this on Twitter.
It's just preference. Honestly, like, I'd rather listen to some smooth.
I respect that.
I can get you.
E songs.
So Drake's better. So.
I like Drake. I didn't want to answer for me. Whatever.
But this is what I've said. This is what I was going to go on a little rant about. I want Drake. I want Drake versus Kendrick. Very. But I personally want it because it's like they're the two biggest heavyweights in hip hop. Because we had Jay-Z and Nas, Pac and Big, unfortunately, but. Drake and Kendrick are the two heavyweights in hip hop, and if they just throw diss records jabbed at each other all the damn time, it would be a great moment for hip hop. In my opinion, it would be, and also on Twitter, it would be a fucking madhouse. It would be amazing, and I will laugh at every moment because they have equal amount of fan bases, both Drake and Kendrick, and they'll just and like honestly, there wouldn't be a winner because everyone's gonna feel like they won. So whose side would you be on if it happened, Drake versus Kendrick? That's the question I really want to ask. Whose side would you be on?
I thought I'd answer this like many different times.
No, you'd be on Drake's side. If the beef happened, if it happened right now, you would be on Drake's side.
I'm not answering that question. I'm just saying that I like to listen to Drake more than I like to listen to Kendrick.
So when the whole Remy Ma and Nicki Minaj shit happened, you were just, you know,
Team Nicki.
I mean, you do have an OVO hat, so you'd be Team Drake. But honestly, for me, I personally want it to happen because it would just be madness, straight madness, and I just want my timeline to burn. So... That's just how it is, truth me.
Speaking about Drake and his tattoos, can we talk about that?
Well, first off, like, for his record sales, he fucking More Life, his playlist album, sold like 550-something K. It was like his seventh number one charts. He's on that. He's doing that Eminem territory. By the time it's 2020, he'll be the artist of the decade, highest-selling artist of the decade.
He now holds the record for the most Billboard Hot 100 entries amongst solo artists at 154.
Nicki beat Aretha.
So, like I said, congratulations to Aubrey. It just got very quiet.
Congratulations.
We give you respect for that. But, yeah, but
so
Drake.
He got some tattoos. He got
oh my God. See, this
flower.
Is a, yeah, he gets tramp stamps. He gets tramp stamps tattoos.
He does.
Very, very odd.
This is the crazy one.
That's where he gets them, too.
It's like the most random spots. And it's like, you don't got no boys
but
to tell
him.
But
he said it, though. He got Sade on his rib. He literally had a lyric on Galchester.
That dude has Aaliyah's face on his back.
I don't know what permanent it is.
That's what started the beef with him and DMX. DMX saw the Aaliyah tattoo.
Yeah, that was weird.
He got pissed off.
That was weird. And then he has
an obsession with Aaliyah.
Would you put Ja Rule's face on your back?
I don't have any tattoos. So
would
I can't
you?
That. I don't have tattoos. I can't get tattoos. So, did I put Ja Rule's face on my binder? Is that the tip?
Yeah, I just asked. Would you?
That's what I do. I tiptoe.
But you just see walk around the question, huh? you see. Would you get Ja Rule's face on your tat on your back? On your
I don't tat. Have tattoos. So I couldn't say that because I don't get tattoos.
Oh my God. This is a yes or no question. Yeah, Ja Rule on your fucking stomach. Oh, is that Ja Rule on your say? Yeah, that's my boo.
Thug life.
Ja Rule's face on your fucking stomach. The fuck? Anyway. Yeah, Drake is just, he's just a weird, he met Sade and then he got Sade's face on the side of his fucking body. And it's like, bruh, why? Why did, he's just, that dude's just low key just weird. Yep. Just,
and then he got, what's the cologne? Drake or
Noir. Yeah, he got that tatted on him too.
It's a cologne, but that's if you followed him on Twitter back in the day. That was his Twitter handle as well.
Oh, yeah, Drake. So, yeah, that weird-ass Twitter handle. I remember that.
Because he couldn't get Drake.
Mm-hmm.
So
he could have put official Drake or real Drake or some shit.
Well, he didn't.
He got it now.
His favorite cologne.
Yeah, he's just Drake weird.
Drake or Noir or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, Drake or so Noir. Yeah, but what? I guess. Yeah, Drake's just weird. So you'd get a tattoo of Ja Rule on the Ja Rule's face on your back.
I don't have tattoos.
Oh my God. he's just tiptoeing around them questions. Cause that's a yes, pretty
Shout
much.
Shout out to Drake.
Anyway.
You do weird things, but you're a phenomenal guy.
Does weird. Okay, yeah. That's you. Anyway. Me and JC went to the movies on Friday?
Friday night.
Yeah, Friday night, and we saw the new Power Rangers movie. And, Jace, well, you say your little review, and I say mine.
Film was trash.
Okay. Okay.
Film was trash. I say that over-exaggerating. I gave it a 3 out of 5. It was nice to see the Power Rangers back on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
But I want a stereotypical Power Rangers. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want the Black Ranger
being the Black. And then the Yellow Ranger being Asian.
Ranger to be Yellow.
And they weren't.
Nah,
they're all different races.
Which was it?
They were different races. The Black Ranger, the Black dude was blue.
The Black Ranger was Billy. So he was the Blue Ranger and the nerd.
The Black Ranger, you mean the Black guy, was Billy.
The Black guy was the Blue Ranger.
Yes. And the Asian dude was Black. And there was a Mexican girl who was Asian.
Becky G. She was the Yellow Ranger.
It was supposed to be a
Asian.
And the pink ranger. How about the pink ranger? White girl.
A white girl. And the red ranger was white, too.
Okay. And so I was definitely looking for more stereotypical Power Rangers.
But this wasn't your typical Power Rangers.
2017.
Mm-hmm.
And there were just... I already went in knowing that they were going to have 5 more sequels. Because that's what they signed up for. They signed up for 6 films. So I already knew that. But there were points in the film where they just didn't answer any stuff that popped up.
Spoilers.
And it's like, wait, why didn't you explain how the hell they got out the van after the van got bulldozed by a damn train?
That was funny as hell.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was actually pretty damn funny. We were all in the movie theaters, and they're racing against the train, and everybody's like, oh, they're going to make it, they're going to make it. They
made
go,
it.
And also the train smashes.
And we were like, oh,
and everybody's like, oh, shit.
And then I just said, roll credits. That's the end of the movie.
Yeah, the van flies off the tracks, and then next thing you know, they all wake up in the rooms. It's like, there's no explanation of how they got there. The whole film is about them trying to learn how to morph.
Trying to learn how to morph?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there's not a lot of action.
Training day?
There was action.
Not a lot of action.
There was a lot of talking.
What else was there? Just some of the stuff just did not make sense. And then the main thing I really didn't like about the whole thing was...
Was it corny?
Nah,
the acting was good.
Okay.
The acting was
okay.
Good for what they were given.
Like, okay.
You could relate to them. Mm-hmm. But they didn't open up enough about their backstories.
Yeah, they did.
Not to my liking. They opened just enough where you kind of got an idea, but they weren't open. Then what I didn't like was that they're now the outcasts of school. Like, they weren't...
Popular kids.
Yeah.
They weren't really that popular in the TV
show.
But
everybody knew them. They respected them. Like, you know, Zach was always dancing.
Yeah, the queen.
His hip-hop mania, his Negro shuffle. And... Jason was doing...
What was he doing?
Caucasian Fu.
Caucasian Fu?
Karate and all that. Remember he was...
He wasn't really white. He was like Italian...
No, because him and Tommy were always doing Kung Fu.
Oh, yeah, true. Billy was just a nerd.
Yeah.
Trini was just Asian. And Kimberly was a cheerleader.
Yeah.
Trini was just Asian. That's so racist. Not
but,
that
It was cool. Like I said, I'm still going to go see all the sequels. But it was just, for what I was
making
my liking, it was
See,
trash.
For my liking, I saw it with JC, and I was very indifferent about it. JC just said, it's trash. He has no black or white. It's just no gray area. It's just good or trash. And he said it was trash.
Good or trash.
Well, it's not that. It's that
That's what you do.
The whole time, you were like, I don't know how to feel.
I didn't know how to feel. I was indifferent. I was very indifferent. Because I went in there with the knowledge of the Power Rangers when I was a youngin'. And it was just like,
As
I should. And I was watching it and I'm going like, I want to like this. But I was like, I felt I was missing something, you know? So I saw it again over the weekend And then when I was watching it, I said, okay, let me
watch it again.
Yes, just okay. to make up my mind. Hey, Mr. Power Rangers, okay?
Okay.
So then I saw it again, and then this time I took myself out of the... Okay, this... Because I saw a review, and it said, this is a good movie if you're not aware of who the Power Rangers are. So don't think about the Power Rangers, like what you know. Just watch everything from, you know, watch the movie as it is.
First time.
So I watched it that way. And then I was like, okay, this is quite good. Like, the action was cool, and the acting was cool. And I'm like, okay, this is quite good. And is that the plumber? Yes. Okay. Hey.
Yes. I would close the garage door if you...
For sure.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, this is the illogical sense. This is live as fuck. But, where was I?
Plumber trying to get on the next blog.
He's like, woogie boogie.
He basically liked it.
Yeah, and the second time around, I appreciated it for what it was. So it's like, okay, they're gonna bring in Tommy now, the Green Ranger, and yeah, it's gonna be good. Did you ever watch Power Rangers when you were youngin?
Yeah, I did.
And what'd you think of it, like when you were young?
I liked it. I think I liked the Pink Ranger.
Everyone loved the Pink Ranger.
Do I remember? Don't remember. I remember I used to watch a lot of shit. That Pokemon. I watched all kind of stuff. Novellas.
Novellas.
Yeah, I'm actually lying, you guys.
I know. I forgot. I know what those are. Yeah, I know what they are.
But you have Ether would watch and you had to shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Oh, and I saw another
that
movie.
That was nap time.
Nap time. Damn, we old as
fuck. I was sneaking.
I never thought in like 2017 if you would have told me in 1992, like, yeah, when you turn 29 in 2017, you're going to watch a shot-for-shot remake of Beauty and the Beast, and you're going to keep watching Power Rangers. And I'm like, fuck out of here. And Ninja Turtles.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, nah, that ain't going to happen. 2017 came, and I watched a remake of Beauty and the Beast and watched Power Rangers. Like, I'm old as fuck, man. We old as fuck.
That happens.
That's life.
Time waits for no man.
Speaking of life, I saw that other movie, too, the Jake Gyllenhaal movie, Life, with Ryan Reynolds. And okay. shit. And pretty much it's in the trailers, they're like astronauts, and they get this little life form that was on Mars and shit. Turns out to be an alien, and they're trying to survive it and shit. Really good movie. Y'all should watch that shit. Hmm. And
how long was that movie? It was like one of the long ones, like the 3-hour ones?
Nah, it was like an hour and like 45 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't that long. And
then of course.
And then
Dave Chappelle!
Yes.
Dave Chappelle dropped last week. He dropped two comedy specials on Netflix. Got paid $60 million to drop that shit.
$60 million. Remember when he turned down $50 million?
$50 million from Comedy Central. And then dropped, you know, then was gone for how many years?
Hiatus for the
last time. Took an L, but then I bounced back.
But he didn't really take an L. He just fell back.
To everybody, he took an L.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Yeah. But I mean, to the mass public,
mm-hmm.
he took an L. Until we all later found out the reason behind him leaving the $50 million had less to do with being crazy and more to do with wanting to keep his sanity and his frame of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And in doing that, you get made fun of, you get pretty much walked off the grid. And
but he was sudden, still doing stand-ups.
And then all of a sudden Netflix pops up and it's like, hey, we won't have you do that weird shit. Matter of fact, we'll give you $10 million more than what Comedy Central was going to give you, and we only want 2 episodes. And he was like...
For sure. And they said it took him a while because Netflix was trying to get him that deal for like years. And yeah. I guess, according to an interview, he said, Q-tip and...
You think he might have ran out of money?
No.
No?
He said he doesn't really need the money. He said he's comfortable where he's at.
Okay.
But he said Q-tip and the Tribe Card Quest pretty much convinced him to do it. So he was just like, fuck it.
He stays in the Bay, right?
Ohio.
Oh, and he really? Has... I think he has a house out here.
Yeah.
In Frisco. But, yeah, like, when I watched it, he didn't miss one step. He's still Dave Chappelle. He's old. But, he was still funny as hell. Really smart. But apparently everyone on fucking, not everybody, but people on Twitter were hella downplaying it, saying it wasn't that funny. And they got all offended by all the little shit he was saying. And I'm just like, what?
Man, he said a lot worse on the damn show.
He was the black supremacist.
Yeah.
The Pixies, the blackface, all that other shit.
Jasper. There's a coon banging on my hood.
What year was that?
The last Chappelle show. When was the third season? 2005?
2005.
It's been a long time.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So people are offended because so much time has passed and people are now wanting to, you know, they're just a lot more critical.
They're more sensitive. More, like, sensitive. And they have a
about
voice.
The LGBT.
And it wasn't like everything he was saying was that bad. He said worse.
No, it was bad, but it was funny.
Yeah, he was a fun, that's why I got my sense of humor from Dave Chappelle. Like, I was like, oh, so it's cool to be fucked up and funny at the same time. Okay, I like this motherfucker. So, yeah, Dave Chappelle and Eddie Murphy, all that. He's going to go down. He's going to go down as one of the greatest comedians of all time, in my honest opinion.
You're sensitive about rape. And transgenders. And,
called him the Steph Curry of rape. That was called Bill Cosby the Steph Curry of
don't
rape.
Don't watch it.
What else did he say? Like the OJ shit. That shit was hella funny.
The four parts of OJ.
The
soon to be slain wife. I know the one when he was like, yeah, he came in. He said hi to everybody. He was talking for 90 minutes. You know, just talking to everybody. You know, so he's like, okay, I'm going to leave. So he leaves. We all make sure he was gone. We all looked at each other and said, that nigga did that shit. I screamed. But which one was your favorite?
For me, the first one was for the glitz and the glamour.
Yeah.
That was L.A. Hollywood. That was the spotlight. The second
in
one,
Texas.
Though, that was...
Did you watch the second one yet?
I didn't.
Second one, though, that was the meat and potatoes. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bitch,
that
eat
was...
my sandwich. These bitches
the
are fucking with me.
As the first one.
Why don't you just watch it? Just watch it.
The Hollywood one where he was in Hollywood.
I like the second one better than
the
because he was in Texas.
Yeah, I like that one. I give that one the edge.
Oh. Huh.
That's him in his element.
And they're all original jokes too.
Yeah.
Oh. But people, when I was reading like reviews on it, they said it was really dated because he was talking about Ebola.
It didn't seem that dated.
That's the reviews that I was listening.
You can tell. I think it was like it probably was before
the LA show.
It was 2015.
I think it was before Trump was elected, but.
And then
it's
the first one was 2016.
It's still relevant.
Yeah. Fine. But, yeah, people were hella mad. And women, feminists, were all mad at him. And people were saying it was trash. And it's just like, I was seeing art think pieces coming up saying, oh, Dave Chappelle broke my heart. What? Whatever, man. But apparently Chris, and later on, if y'all got mad at fucking Dave Chappelle, in the next few months, Chris Rock's about to, Chris Rock about to drop some shit, and he's gonna probably piss you guys off some more, because Dave Chappelle and Chris Rock, they're thinking comedians.
Right.
They think, and they're smart. They say some real shit. Like
these are guys who read, one of the reasons why Chris Rock's one of my favorite comedians all the time, Chris Rock says every morning, he wakes up and reads 3 different newspapers. That's how he gets a set, and from there, that's how he's able to create. He's informed on what's going on in the world, and he can tie it in to make it a relief in many aspects.
And also, the funniest part about that was when Dave Chappelle was saying the, what?
I'm going to laugh because I know what you're going to look at
the top say. Oh, okay. When he was bringing up all the fucking stuff that was going on in the world, and with the...
Flint, Michigan? Are you talking about
that? Oh, yeah. Oh, that one.
And then he ended up going
to the Oscars. He's like, yeah, they got Stevie Wonder.
You seen the movies I make?
They got Stevie Wonder. Or the one when he was talking about all the racial shit that was going on in the world. And he's like, yeah, and then throughout all this shit in history... Bill Cosby raped 70 women. I was like, damn.
The way he tied it all together.
It was, like, at the end of the day, like we said, Dave Chappelle is going to go down as one of the greatest ever.
So, like I was saying, I was reading, like, reviews on it, and then Yahoo kind of said it best, you know, Yahoo.
We know.
it says, they say... you laugh sometimes at things your conscience says you shouldn't find funny, but you also have to think through your positions on uncomfortable issues. Because you really gotta, like, after everything that he said, you gotta kind of feel like, what is your stance on these certain situations? It's funny, but then you're like, dude, how do you really feel about this?
Yeah, he says some real shit. They should always say
it's uncomfortable. A lot of the shit is like, but it's still funny.
True. Yeah. If y'all haven't watched it on Netflix. You know, share an account, get an account. You know how that goes.
There you go.
But some new albums dropped. Oh, after Kendrick, it took me a while to get to these albums because I was bumping the shit out of Kendrick shit. But it was
that
one song.
Bumping the shit out of that one song.
Bumped the shit out of it. Just slapped the shit out of it.
Let's just get Trey Songz out the way.
Next.
I ain't listen to that. I mean, so, I listen to it, but I don't care for Trey Songz. If
Tremaine,
you guys know, I don't.
Tremaine is typical Trey Songz.
Next.
There's nothing
to
read. You gotta go through it.
You gotta kind of semi go through it.
I guess.
There's nothing. I mean, it's he delivers on what he's supposed to deliver on. For it's me, he's reached his
peak,
and he ain't coming. I mean, he's got the man. Don't know what he want to do with his career, and for as far as how he wants to further it. One song he's talking about, I'm so in love with you, I just want to be in love and touch. And then the next one is, I can't leave this playboy life. And it's like, nigga, make up your damn mind. What you want,
he's man? Been very,
like seriously.
Just off social media, he's been very just stingy. Not stingy.
What's standout tracks for me were Come Over, Nobody Else But You, Games We Play, and then the last two tracks kind of had my ear, but at that point, it was already too late. Your album was ending. I'm phased out. I'm ready to go to the next album. And then there was one song that really caught my ear, but for different reasons, which was Animal.
Nelly loves that song.
And the reason why it caught my ear for all the wrong reasons was midway through it, the song is pretty weak to me. But as I'm listening to it, I'm just like, I bet he kicked Nicki Minaj off this damn song when she went at him on Twitter. Because this sounds... like they, it sounds like it could be a part of a bottom up sequel or something like
right,
that.
Right, right.
That was funny. To me. I don't know how y'all felt about hearing that, but that was funny to me.
No, I agree.
Yeah, this this sounds like a Nicki record. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he probably did kick her off.
About some Anaconda.
Yeah, probably because he probably kicked her verse off because he thought that verse was trash. Yeah. He probably told her to her face and then just deleted it. Like,
and she was like, "What? You think this is trash?"
Yup.
That's not how she sounds.
How does she sound?
I don't want to get into it.
Uh-huh.
You think this is trash? Well, kick my ass.
That sounds like Looney Tunes or something like that. That voice.
What the hell was that?
Trash.
Exactly. Anyway. I mean, I tried to get through the album, and then it was just like, this is typical Trey song. So I think Ready is his best project.
Oh, of course. That's easier.
You know. Or, what was the other one after that?
No,
there was another one he did. Pain, Pleasure, or whatever.
That's not touching Ready at all.
I know it's not touching it, but it was a good... It was, in my opinion, he had some tracks on that. In your opinion, it wasn't that good. To me, I enjoyed it.
It was a good record, but we're talking about Ready was his backup record, and then you go, oh, no, wait.
Yeah,
wait.
And then there was another one.
Do we think Trey Songz is gay?
No.
No?
I don't care.
I don't care.
It's possible.
No, he likes women too much.
But...
I think he might be bi.
No, he likes women a little too much.
Yeah.
But after Trey Songz, what else came out? Mike Will made it. Ransom. Ransom 2.
Yeah, Ransom 2 was definitely a step down from Ransom.
Yeah, it was.
Started off good in terms of the Big Sean solo, which was on the come up.
Mm-hmm.
Like that
was the opening track, wasn't it?
The opening track. So you're like, all right, cool. You know what I'm saying? And then you actually studied the track list, realize Young Thug is on the second track.
And he goes back to typical Young Thug.
You want to hold out hope because of what you heard from him.
Just heard a good...
Good Young Thug's record.
And I'm playing it, and I only lasted 35 seconds.
Yeah, he went... It was typical vintage Young Thug.
And then you get into track 3, which was Hasselhoff and Lil Yachty, and I only lasted about 20 seconds on that. And that was that. So at that point, I was like, whatever. Let's just get through this. Gucci on my, which was 21 Savage, YG and Migos. Yeah. Oh, Hi Hater. I don't even remember how that even went.
How many songs did you have on that?
Like 17.
And then he had Perfect Pint, which was the Kendrick, Gucci, and Ray Strummer track, which was cool. That was the first time I heard it. I know it leaked last week, but I usually wait until the projects drop to listen.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It was all right.
The whole album was just all right.
There was though, I was that really caught my eye, was Burning by that girl Andrea.
Oh, yeah, she was spitting. She was spitting. It was a female rapper.
FMC. Okay.
Yeah.
And pops up, and I was expecting, like, a singer to just, you know, you know how sometimes the producers, they have just that one track for a singer, mm-hmm. and just pop up out of nowhere. So I see Andrea, and I'm like,
Will made it.
She comes out
killed
spitting.
It.
I'm like, oh,
it's like Karina status. Yeah, that's like, some Karina status. Cool. Like, she was spitting
was
on that.
That one, and then Aries with Pharrell and Station Wagon P. I like that one. That was pretty cool. And then Big God with Trouble and Problem. It's very street. I could dig that one. And Nothing Is Promised with Rihanna. How did you feel about that one?
That song was hella old, wasn't it? Didn't that come out like last year, 2 years ago? I didn't really care for it when it came out, and I don't care about it now.
All right.
So, yeah. But let's talk about the best album that came out this week was Gold Link.
Gold Link? At what cost?
At what cost? Yeah, you told me to listen to it, and I was like, okay, listen to it. And as soon as I turned it on, I listened to it all the way through. Yeah. It was really, really good.
Yeah. I enjoyed it. I had seen a couple posts about the single, which was Crew.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then I listened to that song 30 times one day.
30 times?
Probably more.
Damn. Mm-hmm.
And then really just recently, I do like this song. And I listened to the album. Great. Every single song.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have features from Jasmine Sullivan. You have Wale. A bunch of people. And I was like, okay. So then I had to look him up. And he's been out since 2014. He's from D.C.,
mm-hmm. DMC era.
Now I have to listen to his other DMV. Mm-hmm. His other projects.
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, I definitely like the go-go feel.
Is that what that style is? Because mm-hmm. I couldn't put my finger on what.
Yeah, it's definitely got. You know, he's from the DMV.
We know Platinum Dumb Records. Yeah.
So definitely caught my eye. Meditation, the one with Jasmine Sullivan and Kate Tondra, man. I like that record. And then, Wale was spitting.
Summertime.
Yeah, that was Wale my favorite was track.
I had to post a little.
Yo, Wale, stop playing, man. Drop Shine, please.
He said he's going to drop playing. It. Like, when I was talking about Kendrick, he was like, it would be nice if I dropped too, huh? So, maybe something's happening behind the scenes that we don't know about.
I liked all the girl records. I like the Have You Seen That Girl, Her Side Story. That's actually my soundtrack of the week.
Yeah, that's the song I was quoting.
Roll Call, yeah. Crew, and Some Girl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Her Side. That's the song I was listening to. That song was knocking. That song was knocking.
You guys will hear it. That's my song. So
Gold Link was rocking on this one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But other than that, that's pretty much all the albums that came out.
Yeah.
So there's some sports shit. So you said March Madness.
In the world of sports, we're down to the Final Four now with the NCAA tournament.
Yes.
And the games this weekend were pretty interesting.
Yeah, did you see the virals of all the Kentucky fans? How happy they were for about two.
Oh, yeah.
And then their souls got ripped out.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
And then what irritated me was they went out chanting F North Carolina as they're burning. What the hell were they burning? They burned a TV.
Why were they burning a TV? They couldn't find nothing else to burn?
North Carolina was celebrating, so somebody was
so like, they had to take their anger out.
Somebody was like, hey, Jasper, grab the TV and let's burn that. And they went and burned it. Which, I mean, to many people, I mean, they're like, hey, why would you find that irritating? But for me, it's like, all right, so when they're upset that their team loses to a superior team, it's okay to just label it off as, kids will be kids, to grab a TV, go out and burn it in the street. But, you know, when people like the three of us, you know, get upset when somebody gets killed in bloodshed that looks like us, and we want to go out and just have a peaceful protest.
Mm-hmm.
They want to throw tear gas at us.
They want to throw tear gas. We're labeled as hooligans, and, you know, we're detriments to society. And so this isn't new, but it happens all the time. Like, every March Madness it happens. And every single time I always get irritated.
So I didn't see the game with Kentucky. It was Kentucky, North Carolina.
It was an awesome game.
So, what happened in the last few seconds?
What happened was Kentucky went up by 5 points with 5 minutes left.
Oh, shit.
And they took up the momentum.
Mm.
And at that point, like I said, I did my bracket in 5 minutes, so I wasn't really upset. But I did pick North Carolina to win the whole thing, and out of all my friends, I'm still the only one that has his bracket somewhat intact.
Mm-hmm.
So for that, I'm just going off of pride, like, damn, y'all letting me down.
Mm-hmm.
And they get back from the timeout, and all of a sudden, North Carolina goes on a 10-0 run. So they're back up by five.
Okay.
And then they're playing the fouling game, trying to get them on the line. Well, USC missed some key free throws,
mm-hmm.
and Kentucky was able to get themselves back in with three-pointers. So it came down to the final stretch. USC hit a 1-1 on the free throws, if I'm not mistaken. Kentucky then goes down, make a few passes. All of a sudden, the guard pops up a three. They're now tied at 73, and there's 7 seconds left.
Oh, my God.
USC then throws in the ball. They get it all the way down. Beautiful beautiful drive and a beautiful pass to May. He had a gorgeous jumper. Shoots the ball, and the ball goes right into the net with 0.3 tenths of a second left.
Oh, shit.
And that's how North Carolina won. I was laughing because I'm like, They got into the Final Four the same way they lost the title game last year.
Wow, because I remember I saw
a great shot happened. Because what happened was in the title game last year, they hit a three-pointer, seconds were dying down, and then Villanova came out, shot a three at the buzzer, went in. That's how, yeah. So, but for Kentucky fans, I can understand why they're upset because that's the second time that's happened to them. Because if you remember, Christian Laettner's biggest play was the turnaround shot.
Yeah.
It was against Kentucky.
Oh, wow.
I just remember. Christian Laettner wasn't shy about going in on UK, so he went to Twitter and then was attacking UK, pretty much making fun of him, trolling. And that was pretty funny.
I just like seeing the responses, like seeing the fans. They were all cheering when they made that shot, and then they saw those souls get ripped out their body. They were like, "What? No!" I was like, "Ah, that looks funny as hell. I gotta watch the game."
It's, I mean, that was they were the biggest. Obviously, North Carolina was the biggest team because they were the higher number one seed. Earlier in the day, South Carolina, man. You talk about bully ball on the court. Like, they're a physical bully ball type team.
So they just beat the shit out of them.
I think 1937 to last year, they won four NCAA tournament games total.
Mm.
This tournament, they've already won four. And this was their first Elite Eight. And so, obviously, this is going to be their first Final Four. So they beat out Florida. And then on Saturday, you had Gonzaga. They took down Xavier, and this is their 20th attempt in the tournament. This is their first Final Four. It's actually the first Final Four for a West Coast conference team since, I think, 1957 when San Francisco went.
Really?
So there's a lot of history right on that. Oregon, this is their first Final Four appearance. They beat Kansas, which I kind of expected because, you know, within the hoops community, there's a... the same when it comes to Kansas head coach. He's always going to do something to force them to lose, you know?
Yeah.
So did that. And then the last game. Who's the last game? Well, that covered them.
Pretty much.
So Final Four set for Saturday. So you got Oregon versus North Carolina. And then Gonzaga versus South Carolina.
Oh, so when's the national championship?
So the Final Four is on Saturday night. National championship game is on Monday.
Nice.
And we'll be set there. A few weeks ago, I touched on BS that was going on with the Lakers.
Yeah, what's going on?
Well, today, Jeannie Buss has now been granted ownership over the Lakers, quote, for life, end quote.
For life.
And as a result, her brother Jim is out as a trustee. So, that's where that goes. I don't need to go into detail about how excited I am about that. You guys know how excited I am with that. Should never even got to this point to begin with. So we'll see how that goes. We got, 2.5 weeks left of the NBA regular season? And we'll get to the final stage, which everybody's waiting for, which is the playoffs.
Yeah.
You got that set. And then to touch a little bit more on the Raiders move, shouts out to my boy Derek. Obviously Derek Carr, he went out and wrote a very heartfelt note, expressing how he felt in regards to the move. You know, on one hand, he is excited, opportunities present themselves. On another hand, you do feel bad for the fans in Oakland. Great, great write-up. Like, I mean, if there was ever a person that you would want to say, that's who I want to lead my team as a player, it's Derek, and he had it all with his write-up. Khalil didn't even write anything up. Khalil went on Twitter, I saw, and he was like, I ain't even going to write nothing. I'm just going to quote his note, and I'm going to agree with it. And then Coach Del Rio went on, and he expressed, you know, he's got mixed emotions, but at the end of the day, his goal has not changed.
Of course, he'll win the championship. Make
this organization and bring it back to what it was.
So if Marshawn has any reason to go to Oakland now,
it opens the door a little bit wider now.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, he's going to come back just to make sure they get a ring before they leave.
If you think about it, it opens that door. And then speaking of running backs, look, man, Adrian Peterson.
What about him?
You need to understand, dude, you're not 26 years old and you're not running over people the way you used to. You can't command at least $8 million this year.
Oh.
That's why he's unsigned. he's feeling disrespected, and everybody's like, yeah, he's disrespected.
You know, he's injury prone and he's old.
And then you go and find out why he that is, and it's like, well, wait, why are you asking for $8 million, man? Like,
you're injury prone and you're old, bro. Like, just take that cut.
Humble thyself, because you picked a bad year to come out as a free agent running back.
For real.
The fact that this draft is really stocked up with running backs.
Mm-hmm.
You can get them for the low, low price. A hell of a lot more low, low than $8 million. I'll tell you that much right now. And you still got guys like LeGarrette Blount, who's still out on the market. He isn't signed yet. So, yeah, Adrian Peterson, humble thyself. Like, you know, you're good, man. I think it's the covered sports. Like I said, if it wasn't the tournament, everybody was mainly focusing on the tournament.
Yeah.
And then, of course, at the end of the week, everybody was gearing up for the announcement that came out today.
Yeah.
So
that's what it is. So what's going on in the gossip world, Ivana?
Right now, the biggest story is T.I. and Tiny. You guys already know they've been, like, headed for divorce for a while. And they
but I thought they
show.
Took the divorce out.
Well, they, I mean, they, I don't think they've actually ever divorced yet. Mm-hmm. But you know they had have had issues in their marriage for a while now, right? Okay. So, you know, they have their Family Hustle reality show that's going to be canceled.
Is canceled.
And, there's this new girl, Bernice Burgos. She was on J. Cole's workout video. Mm-hmm. She's like the first kind of like dark-skinned girl that's been like a leading lady in a music video.
Mm-hmm.
So that she's got shine off of doing that.
Mm-hmm.
She was a star tender, which is a bartender in New York at a strip club. And I don't know what she's been doing since, but now she's with T.I.
Ooh.
And Tiny feels some type of way
about
it.
Well, of course, it's her husband.
That ain't the hustle, dog.
You feel me?
That ain't the hustle, dog.
So what Tiny has gone on social media and said...
Was she being held subliminal?
Basically. So a fan had said, Bernice, be all over your husband's IG. You're a strong woman, Tamika. Because I would have bust tip side head. With wow. A bottle of Hennessy. I don't know. And then Tiny responded saying, I ain't losing no sleep over no pass around, biatch. Bless pass him around, biatch. And her too.
Damn.
So she's responding to it, basically acknowledging it and saying that.
I ain't
bless
tripping.
Bless them.
Yeah, she's know? Mad. She's not mad.
She's
not bothered.
She's going to be mad.
Yeah.
You've been with him for, they got married 6 years ago, I want to say, and they've been together for
had how many kids together? Like
they've what? Had four kids, I want to say. Four kids, and she was with him when he didn't have any money, and he was, like, on the hustle, yep. And she had the money because she was part of the R&B group Escape. So she was taking care of him, and then, you know, roles reversed, where she wasn't doing that anymore, and then he was bringing in the money, and they've been together for a very long time. And their 1-year-old literally just turned one, I want to say, a couple days ago. She was like a premature baby. Like, she was so tiny. And now she's all chubby and cute. She just turned one. So there's a lot to be mad about. You just had a 1-year-old, and right. Now you have to deal with your, you know, the love of your life, I would think. Now with this fine young girl.
Tenderoni.
And
Tenderoni.
Bernice went on Snapchat and basically was like, I'm not breaking up a happy home. That shit's been broke. Why would you say that?
Because she wants attention, and that too.
I mean,
she's like, I've never been a side chick, you know.
I mean, on one hand, you could definitely say, why would you say that? But when you're quiet, and then all of a sudden people start tagging you on social media,
yeah.
Like, you're a whore, this and that. At some point, you're going
you
like,
to
need to defend
talk,
yourself.
You got to defend yourself.
I don't get, I get her saying, I'm not breaking up a happy home, you know, this. But for you to say, that's been broke. You know,
that's been broke.
It's clear she's not lying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, to go that, you could say, you know, I'm not breaking up a happy home. Me and T.I. are friends. But for you to go and say, well, that's been broke.
I don't care about that. That's been like, broke. I ain't messing up something that's already broke.
Exactly.
Pretty much what she's saying.
I mean, she's straightforward.
Yeah, at least.
Yeah. And so she was like, people see us walking down the street and you already think we're doing something, blah, 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 blah.
But you see T.I. ain't taking pictures with her for obvious reasons.
Not yet.
Mm.
Like, he's not going to post her on our social media. They've been supposedly seen together. And
I mean, this is still Tiny was still messing around with Mayweather and stuff like that.
Yeah,
so.
I think that's what it might have upset him too.
Yeah, so he's just getting her back.
And karma. So for Tiny to say that she's been passed around, Bernice went on there and was like, "Passed around? I haven't been passed around. If you know me, you know that you know I'm an independent woman." Which I feel like I've been following her and I've never seen her with any rapper or any celebrity. This is like the first I hear about her being with anybody. And yeah, I mean,
yeah, I mean, it is,
it's just a fucked up situation. Definitely. You know what I mean? Like,
there's kids involved.
There's,
so, you know,
yeah. There's a lot. And then social media doesn't make an end.
Right.
Better.
And it's not just a relationship, it's a marriage.
That too. Exactly. So, and it's on like social media, so everyone's always just coming up with scenarios and assuming shit that's going on and all this other crap. So, damn, that's unfortunate.
I would stay quiet in that kind of situation because I don't want to say anything and hurt her because I would respect his ex-wife or soon-to-be ex-wife or whatever. I would just stay quiet until it's like an actual relationship.
Well, just not even get involved in that situation. If you know some shit's going on.
What do you mean? If you meet somebody and they're about to divorce or and they're single, I guess you could say.
Well, that high profile, you know, like a celebrity or some shit like that.
You just gotta know the risks of it.
Yeah, that too.
I just wouldn't respond. Because now when you say that shit's been broke, then that's kind of throwing shade to Tiny.
And then people are going to be, and if you don't respond,
then
they're going
to
be analyzed.
Shade to her, which don't make it no better, saying she's been passed
like some
around.
Loving hip hop shit.
Yeah.
They have their own reality show.
Yeah, but it was a positive show, though.
Yeah, but I mean, reality's reality.
Yeah, well, yeah. So shout out to my mom for making these little bread pizza things now.
Yeah.
Shit's hella good.
Yeah.
And so, anything you want to know, Miss Ivana, Mama?
Anything I want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't people put their kids on social media?
To stay out of their business.
You think?
Social media is a cruel place.
It can be. Yeah, to stay out of the business. What if they have like hella enemies and shit like that? They could be dissing them.
So, if you have Instagram and you've never posted one picture of you with your child.
That's weird.
That's weird,
right? Like, not one photo. I'm not saying that you gotta post the shit every single week or anything. I'm just saying, like, you have children, multiple children.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't post not one photo of your child.
That's weird.
That's pretty damn weird.
You're hiding something at that point.
Hella hiding shit. Like, why are you trying to hide your own damn kids? I can understand hiding a relationship or some shit like that because you're still in the courting phase, you don't know how to deal with it. But if you hide your own seed from social media, you don't want no one to see it. That's pretty fucking weird.
I agree, and that's why I'm confused on how people be like, "Oh, I'm just being private." I think that if you post maybe one or mention that you have a child, then I think that you have to. I don't know. I just feel like if I had a child, I'm gonna at least post one fucking. I don't want him. If you have literally, it's all pictures of just you.
Yeah, into yourself.
And you going here, you're going there, and there's literally not one photo of you, and you got like a couple kids. Isn't that weird? Why are you looking at me? So
I'm just
weird?
Looking at you.
No, you're looking at
me. I'm just
like,
looking at
you. Why are you talking about this?
I'm looking
no,
at. I'm just
not,
looking.
I
at
know
you.
When you look at me and how you're looking at me. You're looking at me. Why are you talking about this?
I'm just looking at you.
When we log off of this, I'm pretty sure you're like, Ivana, why are you bringing this up?
I'm not gonna say nothing.
Yeah, you are. Ew,
why
close
you?
Your mouth when you speak.
What the hell? Where did that come from?
Because you're what looking the... at me like this. What the fuck? What you want me to say?
Looking
you're
at
like staring me down.
What? It has
to
anyway,
let me look to the left.
Okay. I'm just going to... See, that's why I don't like looking at people sometimes. I like look down. But
no,
go on.
It's a certain look that you give when you're like, why are you talking about that look?
I'm just looking at you. All this right,
whatever.
Awkward. JC just like, I'm just going to look at my computer right now.
Well,
to answer your question, yeah, that is weird.
Would you post your children?
Hell yeah.
It's a reflection of me.
For real.
Have you guys ever dated somebody and then you go on their, like, social media, like, to stalk them? And then you'd be like, You know, have you ever like
stalk them, huh?
Yeah, when you meet somebody, you like you go on their social media and just like go through their photos and stuff. I'm like, oh, where does
yeah, just, this to do, just to do your just, person, to, just no. to do your research do on the got, person.
Yeah, like it's called stalking. And you have to see if they have kids. You never done that?
I mean, if I'm looking at their Instagram, they're like, oh, who am I meeting? And I'm just scrolling through, and I'm like, okay, this is who they are. Okay, and then I just go about my business.
I mean, if you give me a phone number, as far as I'm concerned, it's not stalking when I go check your Instagram.
You feel me?
No, it's not stalking.
And your Twitter.
It's just like what people say, like, oh, I'm about to stalk your Instagram right now, or I'm gonna...
But I would definitely, there'd have to be good reason for you to keep the children off of social media.
Yeah.
When we're talking about that, to be like, you know, hey, why is your...
Why are your kids not here?
You don't have at least one picture of your child on there. What's going on? You know, if it ain't like, oh, we're in witness protection, this ain't my real name, then it's like...
Yeah. Yeah. You know? You got to go down that route.
As crazy as that sounds, you know, I'm flexible. I could work with that. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, I'm kind of a private person myself, you know, when I come to posting what's on social media. But if I just don't want to put my kids up on there, then maybe that's just my own personal preference.
Yeah, but I mean, as far as not putting up any pictures, that's...
That, but if, that's you know, if you're not putting no pictures up there, that's pretty fucking weird.
Yeah.
Just a tad.
Yeah. Have you guys ever been on social media and DM'd a girl, like, that you wanted to talk to and actually met up with them?
DM'd a girl and actually met up
like,
with
you,
them?
Like, you found her page or, you like, somehow and you DM'd her, like, hey, you looking bad, shorty, let's meet up.
I've never met a woman off of just the DMs alone.
I have.
Like, when I say DMs alone, like, there was probably communication on public threads. Back and forth. Like, you know how people, when they comment, I'm on the public, on the...
Just what everybody can see. Yeah. Okay. They're
but it's never just been, I just found a girl and just, like, slid right into DMs and was like, let's kick
so
it.
So you followed her, or you like a couple pictures, you say, oh, you look good. And then
no, not necessarily that. Like, we were probably just mutual people who knew a mutual person.
Yeah.
Just exchanged, you know.
On Facebook.
Back and forth. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden you're like, oh, I didn't know such and such knew. So then you add as friends.
Because you know about you know
right, but I've never just not known anybody and then slid into DMs.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was on a professional situation.
Mm-hmm. I've slid in plenty of DMs, and I've met a few. And the number one thing I've heard a lot is, wow, you're just like how you are on Twitter. Like, what am I one? Like, what do you mean I'm just like how I am on Twitter? It's who the fuck I am. There's a lot of fake people on social media. You'd be really, really surprised on that shit.
Yeah, I thought I was
going to
get into catfish.
Catfishing?
I don't understand people still getting catfish.
I don't know how. It's so, like, all you got to do is just get the image and put it on. You see what Nev does? Gets the image, puts it on Google, and then it will just search who the person is. Or FaceTime them. This is like, how can people still get catfish in 2017? With all the technology we have, you got FaceTiming, Snapchat, all that shit, and you telling me you still got catfished by this person? You stupid as fuck. Are you dumb?
Man, look. There's only one time when a girl who's into you will tell you, no, you can't FaceTime, and that's when she feels like she looks ugly.
Mm-hmm.
I've had to deal with that plenty of times.
Plenty of times.
With old girls talking about, yeah, if you FaceTime me and don't give me the heads up, I ain't answering, and if FaceTime you back later, that means I had to get my ass ready.
Exactly.
I'm not really a FaceTime person.
And so, you know, that's really the only way a woman is not going to want to FaceTime with you.
Right.
So if she's writing all these words that says she's into you, and all of a sudden you tried FaceTiming 7 times over 3 weeks and you ain't got one answer.
You need to.
Come on, G. Like, come on, man. Have some self-respect for yourself.
Or she has a live-in boyfriend.
Damn, what the fuck?
You like that
shit. I mean, like.
Oh my God, the craziest thing. Well, the craziest story. I went to the bar, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that crazy. This white girl is telling me how she's fucked up. She's telling me how she gets on a flight to LA, super drunk. She's like the last person to get onto the flight. Like, she's literally, they had to find her, call out her name type shit. Like, you're about to miss your flight.
Mm-hmm.
They find her. She's the last person to come in. She walks into the cockpit and tells the pilot, please don't let me die tonight or die today or whatever. Are you going to get us there safe?
Okay.
Then she's going to her seat. She's walking to her seat. the stewardess or whatever comes get her, says the pilot says she wants you to, he wants you to come to first class. She goes to first class, hasn't had the time of her life, having like all these cocktails and stuff. And at this point, I'm like, okay, okay, girl. So like, you know, did you get his number? I fucked him that night.
What, fucked who? The pilot? Hey.
The pilot.
All right.
I don't know why. I'm sorry. This is just bar talk. I don't know why. I just thought of that.
Hey, man, she fucked the pilot that night. I mean, damn, good for her.
I know, it was so random. I'm sorry.
That was, I thought that had to do with all the questions you asked, but then it just went right into that.
Didn't have anything to do anything. But that was just a very interesting story. That was an interesting girl. There's a lot more, but
that's just the main parts of it. I mean,
that's just the first, part.
Well then, okay. Any other questions you want to know?
No, that's about it.
So, before we get into the soundtracks of the week, you were enthusiastic about this news that came out last week.
What news?
That Donald Trump took an L.
Oh, he took a whole bunch of L's. But this is the biggest L of them all. Obamacare is whole-ass nigga proof. Pretty much, Obamacare is here to stay. It is the law of the land.
Yeah. According to who?
According to Paul Ryan.
Yep.
He said it himself with the biggest womp-womp look on his face because they tried to get that little, they tried to repeal the bill and they tried to replace it with some old bullshit. And even Republicans were like, this is some bullshit, bro. We ain't going to vote for this shit in. And they didn't have the votes. So as of right now, everyone still has their health care for now.
What I'm still trying to understand is how you say we want health care for everybody, but in the process of if they were to pass this law, it would have taken health care away from 24 million people.
Because niggas are idiots. That's why. Niggas are fucking idiots.
Yeah, before we even took off for the show on Thursday, Busby gets in the car and goes, yeah, did you hear about that whole ass nigga?
That's what I call him. I don't call him by name. He's the whole ass nigga in office.
I was like, wait, what, about the Affordable Care Act? Yeah, I heard about it. He goes, found joy in that L.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
That was funny.
Whole ass nigga. But, yeah, so what's y'all soundtracks of the week? I don't even have a soundtrack. I'm still thinking of a soundtrack.
I'll go first, since I told you guys mine.
It's Drake.
That
Gold Link. Yeah, watch it actually be
even
Nicki Minaj.
I told you what it was. I'm mad. You know what I was thinking? I really wanted to have a More Life track on, maybe next week.
Well, More Life is on the freaking playlist. It's on the Logical soundtrack of the week. So
who had a track from that?
I just added it because it was my favorite track that I mentioned.
Cool.
It.
I ain't gonna.
Well, you can still add it.
Oh, you already have the whole fucking.
No, I just got one song.
Oh, which one?
Do Not Disturb.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Where the hell is my song at? It just magically disappeared.
Wow, bro.
There we go. No, it's coming.
It's coming. And what's the song called?
This is Gold Link, Her Side Story.
As a Scorpio, that's why I can't stare at people because of what you just told me. You have this distinct hair. I'm like, huh?
We ain't speaking for 5 months, so I'm nervous now. You said that you heard my last shit, so I know you're mad.
Well, for my soundtrack of the week, I just figured this out right now. Mr. Anonymous, that dude.
Yeah. Came out with some new shit?
Nah, well, he's been recording some new shit, but he dropped this video for Rockin' With Me from Coffee and Kush Part 2.
And we weren't
2.
In it?
No, we weren't in it. He was on the road, but he filmed the video, and it's one of my favorite songs from the album Coffee and Kush Part 2, so this is called Rockin' With Me.
I just be minding my business, be minding my Q's and my P's. I promise you there's a big difference between a computer and streets. Motherfucker ain't nothing free. Nah, I always been a boss, so you know I paid the cost. Why they can't fuck with me? Are you rocking with me? We just find a block, set up shop, get it bobbing and we eat. Are you rocking with me? We don't ever stop, fuck the cops when it's hot, we just leave. Are you rocking with me? Might show up just me, but I always be rapping my team. No, I'm known as discreet, I'm not known for defeat. And I only need to know one thing. Are you rocking with me? I just need to know if you got my back. Do you got my back? I told y'all before, there's only one way to go. I will not turn back. A couple teachers told me I'd fail at life cause I was so bad. I flipped about a million bags, I got a little bit of cash in hand. It's not so bad. I put
in the work, now I'm boy Anonymous, that's Coffee and Kush rocking with me. But yeah, so what's your shit?
Man, I was having a great run back down memory lane.
Back down memory lane. That took me
to music out of 2009. There was this trio.
That was a good year.
There was this trio that was out, and it was really popping out here on the West Coast. Okay. And they went by the name of Pat Div.
Oh!
And this is one of my favorite joints.
Are they still around?
They make little drops
singles here and there.
Yeah. This was easily my joint for 2000.
Is it on Apple Music?
I don't know if it is.
Well, cause that's why I put everything on Apple Music, so.
Well, people should know this record if they some hip hop heads.
Okay.
And let's play.
What's it called? Oh, I haven't heard this song in hella long.
Yep.
What's the song called?
Mayor.
Oh, yeah! Everyone's for the mayor.
Yeah, right, I'm the mayor. Nigga asked your mama, I'm a motherfucking player. If I see your girlfriend staring, I'ma take her. That's word to my cousin up in Oakland with the scraper.
Pat Div, right?
Yep. Fuck a blazer.
Yep, there it is right there.
For a couple shots of Jaeger.
Mm-hmm.
Right. I'm a gamer. And I'm running for mayor. Back to the crib where I can blazer.
Mm-hmm. I'm having a video for that.
Yep. That shit was funny as hell. Nigga woke up.
If I want to run for mayor.
It was his mom or his grandma in the kitchen cooking. Do something with your life. What you gonna do?
I'm gonna run for mayor. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You gonna do what?
Again? Mm-hmm. But, yep. That's JC soundtrack for the week.
Yep.
But, again, shout out to the hundreds for shouting us out. Shout out to Mel's.
Appreciate
two
it.
Belts. Make sure y'all listen to that. Voice of the Voiceless, J5. And of course, y'all listening to the Illogical Sense podcast. So, you know, follow us on Twitter. You know, Mr. Busby 4-0 with the lowercase O, 8. Ivana.
Ivana Mama.
Strictly Ivana Mama.
Everything.
Ivana Mama everything.
And JC no hundreds. I'm slowly coming back.
Creeping back.
Creeping. I was almost going to come back today. Until I saw that bullshit where girls were saying Red Lobster wasn't a date. And I was like, nah, it's still too early.
Is Red Lobster a date, Ivana?
Is Red Lobster a date?
Yes.
Beyonce said it is.
I'm asking you, is it a date? Or are you just going to listen to what Beyonce says?
Wait, why isn't it a date?
Because it's low. According to females, it's too cheap. And dudes were saying, oh, it's not a date.
I mean, I already told you. The first time I went to Red Lobster was with you. Because I never been there, so I don't know.
Well, it wasn't a date.
I'm going to just...
What the fuck? It was just a...
What the... Look, man. We can be in a car. And if we got food, good music, and good conversation, it's a damn date.
There you go.
Period.
I'm bougie.
See, I'll take your ass to Applebee's next time.
You don't date.
I know that.
Okay. You might get a soda pop from the liquor store.
You feel me, soda pop? It's taking it too far back. But yeah, that's episode 35. Follow us on the Twitter, Instagram, all that shit. Leave comments. All that bullshit. So, bye.
Peace.
Fuck Jed York. Yeah.